Hello, welcome back to our podcast, Urology for Everyone. This is Dr. Girish Nilivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nilivigi Urology and Multispeciality Hospital, Bangalore. In my last podcast, I had given an overview on dialysis. And I had also told that I'll be giving a more detailed discussion or we'll be doing more detailed discussion on dialysis in subsequent podcasts. So today, I will be talking on the various types of dialysis, how it is done, what are the problems associated with dialysis, what are the advantages of dialysis, and also I will be talking on what if you don't want to opt for dialysis. Now, to begin with, let me recap what I told last time. Dialysis is a procedure where a machine takes impure blood from the kidney outside the patient's body, cleans it up and pushes it back in the patient's body. This is done when our kidneys are no longer capable of cleaning our blood. This happens in various kidney diseases. Now, what are the types of dialysis? There are broadly two types of dialysis. One is a hemodialysis, second is a peritoneal dialysis. Hemodialysis is the commonest type of dialysis in India and all over the world. Here, the patient goes to the hospital where there is a dialysis department. There are multiple machines there. And the dialysis technician is in charge and is headed by a nephrologist of the department. So they connect a plastic tube to the vein and the vein of the patient. And this plastic tube is in turn connected to a dialyzing machine. The blood from the patient goes to the machine. There is a filter. The blood is cleaned up and is pushed back into the body. The procedure takes about 4 hours. And at the end of 4 hours, excess water from the body is removed. And also, the toxins from the blood are also removed by the machine. The patient goes back home at the end of the procedure. Typically, it takes about half a day of hospital visit to the patient. And this is done 2 to 3 times per week. The second type of dialysis is peritoneal dialysis. There are many patients where hemodialysis using the machine cannot be done. For example, people who are in far-flung areas where hospitals and dialysis machines are not available. Or second thing is when the patient cannot tolerate hemodialysis because of blood pressure fluctuations, or when the veins are very poor quality and they cannot be cannulated. In such situations, the nephrologist will advise you to undergo a procedure called peritoneal dialysis, where a plastic tube is put in the abdomen and the dialyzing solution is infused into the abdominal cavity. It is kept for a few hours and after that it is let out with the help of gravity. So after staying in the abdominal cavity for a few hours, this fluid, it takes out the toxins from the body and it is let out and it is discarded. This can be done either in the hospital, but more typically in the home itself, because you don't need any specialized equipment to do it. However, there are some disadvantages of peritoneal dialysis. One is the cost. The upfront cost is high. It involves putting a catheter in the abdomen and then each bag or infusion of dialyzing solution is about 2 to 3 liters and is expensive. And sometimes there could be blockage of the tube. Sometimes there could be infection of the abdomen. So there are some complications with peritoneal dialysis. However, if handled well, peritoneal dialysis can be done with ease at home as long as the asepsis and hygiene is maintained. Now the next question is, what if the patients do not want to undergo dialysis? Is there any option for such patients with kidney failure? The answer is yes. Kidney transplantation is a very good option in those patients whose kidneys are not functioning. Usually, patients whose kidneys are not functioning, they opt for dialysis. And if there is no person to give the kidneys, they'll continue on dialysis. However, if there is an option of kidney transplantation is available, it is better to opt for kidney transplantation because the quality of life after kidney transplantation is much better as compared to the quality of life after dialysis or during dialysis. So that's about the types of dialysis. Now, what are the complications of dialysis? I spoke about the complications of peritoneal dialysis, but as far as hemodialysis is concerned, it has its own share of complications, but they can be managed. For example, many patients experience fevers and chills during dialysis. Some patients may have blood pressure fluctuations during dialysis. Many patients will have a lot of weakness, a sense of fatigue after dialysis. And another practical problem with dialysis is the fact that they have to come to the hospital thrice a week, and some member of the family or their friend has to bring them to the hospital. And for 3 days a week, if the patient is young and was in a employed, they will not be able to work. So that means a huge economic problem for the patient. So these are the problems with dialysis. But a well-managed dialysis program can be a great boon for the patient for many, many years. So that's about dialysis. I will be speaking on dialysis access called fistulas and graft. And also I'll be speaking on the details of kidney transplantation in my next podcast. Thank you very much for listening to me. Goodbye.